When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You guys deserve this more than any team I've ever been around. We always say it doesn't always happen on your time. We had to wait a little bit tonight, but that makes it even sweeter. Let's freaking celebrate and let's get
Playoff baseball back in Kansas City. What's going on here on a Monday? It's Cody and Gold. That, of course, was Q, courtesy of Bally Sports. That was Q addressing the team right before the bottles of champagne were popped and the celebration was on. What a Friday night it was. Of course, in the clubhouse, it's kind of weird. They had to wait, an hour and a half maybe or so after the game to find out if they were going to actually clinch a playoff spot down there in Atlanta. And of course, the table is now fully set for playoff baseball right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. It all starts tomorrow afternoon. Vern's on deck show gets going at 2 o'clock, and it is all about the Royals, man.
Perfect.
All about the Royals throughout this week, and hopefully it turns into next week as well if they can handle their business out in Baltimore. I hope everybody had a great weekend. How could you not have a good weekend? The Royals clinch on a Friday night. The Chiefs, we're going to get to them throughout the show as well today. They're 4-0. Now, there's some major issues coming out of that game. We'll talk about Rashee Rice and what appears to be a pretty devastating injury for him coming up in just a little bit. But we want to hear from you guys throughout the show as well. Always on the Jays Southlands Host Service text line, 913-586-7965. We're also streaming the show on video up on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter/X. Anywhere you want to social, you can social.
Please like, subscribe, the things that you hear coming out of your kids' videos. We need that as well. It all counts towards the same thing.
I couldn't help, though, other than just the joy seeing the celebration from Royals players again for the first time in a decade. I couldn't help but think of still something you and I had brought up heading into this final month. And it was the comment from 2 years ago, September of 2022. At the end of the season, it was like the 22nd, I think, of 21st, 22nd of that year as well. And it was the press conference, and ultimately what later we would find would be the transition away from their current general manager, at the time their general manager, I should say, and Dane Moore. But when John Sherman said, hey, that's one thing about a championship, I'd like to see what a wild card team looks like. And here we are, fast forward 2 years later, and this is what a wild card team looks like. And hopefully it ends up being more than just a wild card team. But this is what a wild card team looks like. And it's pretty cool to now look back at those comments from John Sherman. And ultimately, when they decided to hire J.J. Piccolo as the guy in charge.
I want to get used to this in the way that we are used to this with the Chiefs. Right? And saying that a Chiefs regular season game doesn't like move the needle or sway my emotions or change those things as much because you're not as beaten by it. You're like, playoffs will be here eventually and we'll kind of come around to it. But because this is it's like seeing a solar eclipse to see the Royals in the postseason, every time they're in, it feels like this massive story. Oh my God, the Royals are in the postseason. They're back. They could do it. And because the last 10 years of sports fandom has taught me that if any Kansas City-based team goes to a postseason, they just win the whole damn thing. I get kind of greedy when they get there, admittedly. But I think this really comes down to the same thing, which is once they're here, if they could start getting here more regularly, I'd love to come in here on a Monday and still be excited that they're in the postseason, talking about their chances to be in the postseason, but not just telling you how happy I am for them to just physically be there, to actually be there. That's what John Sherman was talking about. Dayton, he said, I remember the clip too, and we could play it here in a minute, but it's just like, Dayton Moore's always talking about what it'd be like to be a World Series team. I'd like to know what it'd be like to be a wild card team. And because they've got that, it feels like we're pacing somewhere. And they've got one of the best stars in baseball, Bobby Wood Jr. They've got one of the best rotations in baseball. So, like, I can start talking myself into things fairly quick here.
Well, Salvador Perez in postgame on Friday night also was kind of speaking to that a little bit about, you know, that this is wanting these guys to experience this, but this should be what they basically expect going forward and consistently being a playoff team. You got to start somewhere. This is a huge step. And hopefully we see this team go on a little bit of a run as well. And how many times did we discuss, and people would text in as well, hey, the frustrations, the 7-game losing streak, things like that. But also everybody acknowledged one thing. Get this team in the dang playoffs. Get them in. And then reset, basically. And with the way this rotation is set up for this particular series, you have to feel good about it. I know we'll have all show today. We'll have all day tomorrow as well, leading up to the start of this game against Baltimore and to talk more specifics about that. But I mean, the Royals rotation sets up perfectly thanks to clinching on Friday night. That's why it was so massive for them to be able to celebrate on Friday, because you didn't have to pitch Cole Reagans. They did pitch Lugo on Saturday, but that was more of a, hey, we don't want to be rusty kind of thing. Give him a couple innings. He's good. He'll pitch in game two of this series against Baltimore. So you get the rotation lined up and you have two all-stars that get a pitch the first two games of the series. You could not have asked for that to be better. And I know you got to be careful with getting greedy about your opponent, but I think we all would have picked the Baltimore Orioles over the Houston Astros if you had a choice. Doesn't mean Baltimore can't win the series. Of course they can. But if you had a pick going to Houston or going to Baltimore, this was the result I wanted. And you don't have to worry about, not that Michael Walker can't do it because he's been phenomenal, but you don't have to worry about having your game one, game two starter set up a little differently.
No. Do we have to get Reagans only if we get to game three? Nope. All of the nonsense. Now, it did cost you your strikeout bet, so sorry. In advance, he fell five strikeouts short.
It was painful, but I will sacrifice my 80-1 bet from last January, from this January, if it meant the Royals having a better chance to advance, because that's what it is. By having that layout that way, they've got a much better chance to advance than they would have if the rotation had to be used over the weekend. Instead, they took care of a business later in the weekend to ensure that they go to Baltimore. But on Friday night, they got some help, and that's fine. You don't apologize for that. They got some help. Thank you, Baltimore, at that time. Now we want to beat your ass the next couple days. But thank you for assisting us on Friday night against the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, very thankful. I'm not going to complain about that at all. But it gives actually another generation of fans people to root for in a good way. Look, I grew up at a time when the Royals players I cheered for, I knew were either out the door or weren't really great major league players. They were good major league players, and I just liked them, like Mark Tian, right? Sure. Did he have a 6-year, 7-year MLB career? Yeah. Was he one of the best players in baseball at any time during that? No. I just liked him because I had no one else to cheer for, no postseason to cheer for, so I liked when he went 2-for-4 with a double. These post-game moments, like we were before the hot dog race, like my kids were at the game, obviously, to watch me lose. But my daughter...
Put them through that?
We've now watched them enough and watched enough good baseball this year that when we were sitting there in the stands, my daughter, they did the starting lineups, Gold, and Ruby said, no Vinny Pasquantino today? Like, she knew. She's looking for the player. Now, look, maybe some good news on Vinny coming up here when we talk about it at 10:30. But to have a new generation of people to cheer for, to have these moments, like this is Bobby Wood Jr. in the post-game locker room living his best life.
Yeah, we got to enjoy today, and then we get ready for October baseball, you know? This is what we dream of. This is what I dreamed of my whole entire life. And so just got to take it one game at a time, one step at a time. Keep doing the little things right and get hot. And so that's what we're going to keep doing and keep enjoying this. We compete each and every day. We're trying to get better each and every day. And yeah, last 2 weeks may not be what we wanted to, but we're here now, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep grinding, and we're going to enjoy this ride.
I mean, I just like seeing him, because you heard him like does all the comments. He's like, I used to see people wearing these shirts when I was a kid, and now I get to wear it. And going back to when he signed with Kansas City,
that's the thing.
And the whole he was about winning, and John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo had to convince him that they were about winning. And then the year he signs an extension, $300 million to stay in Kansas City, he gets to go to the postseason in a Royals uniform. He didn't even have to wait that long. Do you know how many Royals players I've watched sit around, Mike Sweeney's of the world, play with this team for 6 years, going nowhere, and then had to wait their turn? No, not Bobby.
I think that speaks to the ownership, though, too. I mean, you said it there, what happened post-contract, but it was actually pre-signing the extension that they went out. We all know this front office, and then ownership allowed them to financially make it happen, to go out and acquire a Seth Lugo, to acquire a Michael Wacha. And remember, they added either option years or paid a little bit more to get those guys to sign to Kansas City. And that was, like, they had the vision ultimately, and it doesn't always pay off. This time it did, you know, and to what extent it pays off even more than just an appearance, we're going to find out over the next couple days and hopefully weeks ahead. But ultimately the goal was, hey, this team won 56 games a year ago. That is a year that nobody wants to go through again. It's unacceptable, frankly. So let's do something about that. And the quickest way in baseball, not always
the most effective, but the quickest is
to spend a little bit of money. And they did. And it's not just about, you and I always talk about this, it's not just about like, well, they just need to spend more money. I don't want them to spend a ton of money if it's just going out to spend money to spend money. No.
If it's Jose Guillen, you mean.
Yeah, exactly. Gil Mash, et cetera. Like they went out and spent money, but they're
smart.
Development and scouting department, I should say, at the big league level, evaluated Seth Lugo, and they believe that he could be a, you know, 200 plus inning guy potentially for them. You know, they believe that Michael Wacha is just a flat out winner everywhere he goes, right? And you know, they believed
and
in
the year
that
before they had to trade for Cole Reagans and take a shot there.
Yeah, and then you know, heck, Hunter Renfro signing. There were moments throughout the season where he was one of their most important players. I'm not saying it was a perfect year for him, but that was an offseason acquisition as well. You just keep going through. Doesn't mean that every single move worked. Obviously, the Hunter Harvey trade, he's not going to be able to help them in the postseason. That was a bummer. But they have him for next year. You know, there's team control. And Ursig was incredible. So overall, they're still hitting at a pretty damn good rate in the last calendar year, year and a half in terms of acquiring talent. And yeah, it sells Bobby on an extension. And then now for him to taste the postseason, for him to have this stage, I know we'll talk throughout the show today and the next couple of days about what this stage now means for him, for Salvi, for JJ, for John Sherman.
Trout, right? Where you just like, everyone talks about how great you are as a regular season player, and then the postseason, you never get a win.
Right. And here in about 15, 20 minutes, we'll talk about Vinny some more as well, because suddenly that's a big surprise in a great way. Yeah. All of a sudden, maybe he's actually going to play in this wild card series. We'll see.
I think something that does stand out, though, is as much as they spent their, like they bought themselves into out of their pitching problems. The pitching was really bad last year. They had an over 5 earned run average as a team last year. It's why they lost 56 games. But the pitching is not the only reason they made a transition to 30. Not kidding. 30 games better. Because that's the thing I don't want to lose in any of this. This is only the second team in Major League Baseball history to go from 100 losses into the postseason the following year. Which is nuts. But as much as the pitching staff is not homegrown, the entire damn lineup was. Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino, Michael Massey, Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, Kyle Isbell. The whole lineup. Yeah, there are some dudes sprinkled in. You'd mentioned
Tommy Pham
or Hunter Renfro. It's been a little bit more lately since the Vinny injury, admittedly. But the lineup that got them this far was a homegrown lineup. They looked at their offensive players and said, look, we got enough here that we can have a qualified major league lineup. How the hell do we get this team to the postseason and it's pitching? And they took chances on giving extra years of options to Wacha, extra year option to Lugo. These are players that would not have signed in Kansas City had you not given them the ability to get an extra fully year guaranteed on their terms, and you decided to pay them. So, like, you took all this risk just so we get playoff baseball tomorrow, as a reminder, right here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Plus, you know, you can come watch it with us if you want.
Yeah, we're going to be at Jefferson's tomorrow in Lenexa, the Jefferson's location in Lenexa. We'll be broadcasting live from 10 to 2 leading up to Vern's On Deck show. And then we're all hanging out, everybody from the station hanging out, watching game one and game two. And game three, maybe if necessary, who knows, right? But game one and game two at Jefferson's in Lenexa. So come on out tomorrow. Maybe you take a long late lunch, you know, you got a sales call out of the office, whatever it may be,
just stop on by. Work.
And of course, listen to the game on 96.5 The Fan. But no, Cody, I mean, I think also they avoided, and this is where I think it benefits them now, like a little bit of a sigh of relief. Yeah, you go out and there's still a much bigger goal in front of you, but
sure,
they could have been, they were teetering towards being the Twins, as in the team that collapsed.
Yeah, what do you think Minnesota sounds like today? Minnesota radio.
Yeah, like collapsed and didn't have a postseason appearance to show for it. This group, of course, was able to snap out of the 7-game losing streak, sweep the Nationals, recover, and then also win a game over this weekend to ensure that they're a 5 seed and go to Baltimore instead of Houston. So they've got some wins under their belt. You know, they don't have zero momentum heading in the postseason like people thought they were going to have. So you get in and you avoid the epic collapse, which would have really tarnished what had been a great regular season bounce back from winning 56 games. So that's the other part that I think benefits them now. Of course, there's guys are playing in the biggest baseball games of their career tomorrow afternoon. Sure. That is still true.
Almost every player on the Royals except for Waka.
Basically, yeah, and Salvi. Yeah, I mean, that's basically
other than,
it. Yeah.
Other than those two players, every single one of them is playing in the single biggest baseball game of their life.
Right, yeah. Maybe Tommy Pham, there's an argument to me. But other than that, other than that, that's it. You're right. And so I think while the pressure is still there, it's not the worry about, you know, failure or oh my gosh, yeah, are we really gonna choke? That is not it's a whole new season, man, and October is special. The reason why we love it so much, because crazy things happen. It doesn't matter what seed you are.
The NFL playoffs, not the NBA playoffs.
We all know here locally, I mean, we got the 10-year anniversary of the wild card game tonight, by the way, if you want to catch the end of that, that's on this station tonight. This evening, we're going to play
innings
that Royals A's, innings 8 through 12. But we also saw last year the Arizona Diamondbacks go from the last team in a wild card. Yeah, they didn't win the World Series, but they got to a World Series against the Rangers. So it doesn't matter what your seed is, man. In this format, with the way it works with this pitching staff, and yes, the way they can set up the rotation, they absolutely got a chance to go on a run.
I think that they, more than any team in the entire playoffs, because of the 100 losses last year, because people view it as they limped into the playoffs, even though, again, I would argue that point, but that's not the point of the comment. But because of all of that, I think that this is exactly like 2014 in one big way. Nobody expects them to do anything. There's absolutely no pressure on the Royals to go on some magical World Series run. No baseball commentator. People aren't talking about it here like that's the case. It's a pretty low pressure environment for a team in the playoffs. I know they feel internal pressure. They don't feel that way about their team. They feel like they're going to do it. But from the outside, there aren't people being like, here come the Royals. You got to go into this thing as the underdog, no weight on your shoulders. Imagine how you're going to feel when you're the Yankees in the following series. And let's just say, hypothetically, the Royals win this series and go take on the Yankees. Who do you think has pressure to win that one? Who's won a World Series more recently than the Yankees?
No, the Yankees. You always have pressure there. So there, I mean, Aaron Boone's job is on the line, all that kind of stuff, if you get to that point in time. So you get, that's the thing. If you can get through Baltimore, that's the first task. And then, yeah, you would go to New York if that's actually what happens. But it's great to have playoff baseball once again in Kansas City.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.